One morning early last week, Sarah Lindberg was working at Jesse's Restaurant in Hanover. It's an old-fashioned steakhouse set up on a hill near a nature preserve in town. She's the general manager there. Someone came running in from the back parking lot where the dumpsters are.
She ran in so cute. She was like, "You have bears." I was like, "Oh, cool, let's go see them."
It was a female bear and three cubs.
And they were in and out of the dumpsters. Didn't seem scared of us at all. They were so cute.
These bears have become famous in town over the past several weeks. People were seeing them all over, on the prowl for food. And they got used to being around humans, so they didn't scare easily.
We've had a steady stream of calls all week from folks reporting seeing the bears and lots of emails with photos and things.
That's Hanover Town Manager Julia Griffin. She says it's not unusual to see bears around this time of year.
But in this particular sow and her three yearlings are the boldest bears we've ever had in town.
Things took a turn for the worse when two of the bears actually found their way into a house last weekend. At that point, they crossed a line. Mark Ellingwood is Wildlife Division Chief for the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department.
We have an established protocol that compels us to kill bears if they enter a home.
So fish and game officials set traps and plan to shoot the bears once they had them in hand. But things escalated from there. Hanover bears to, quote, be destroyed was the front page headline of the local paper Wednesday, above the fold. An Upper Valley resident started an online petition to save the animals. As of this morning, it had nearly 10,000 signatures. Callers flooded the state Fish and Game Department and the phone of well-known Lyme-based bear biologist Ben Killam. These weren't just local callers. They were people from all over the country.
It's not the bear's fault. You know, it's people.
Killam says the primary issue is bird feeders and unsecured garbage from around town.
The bears in Hanover are well-known and well-received by many of the people in Hanover. And it's the same people who have loved them to death, if you excuse the expression.
So traps were set, and the bear's fate seemed sealed. Around town, though, people were having a hard time believing there wasn't another option.
My teacher, Mr. Fenton, he would say it's a debatable thesis.
So whether or not to kill them is debatable.
Yeah, very debatable. Yeah.
That's 11-year-old Anna Aaron. I talked with her at the park next to the house that the bears got into.
They can't, like, comprehend, I'm a bear robber. I'm going to break into this person's house and, like, steal all their jelly and honey and peanut butter.
Opinions ranged from sad to confused to even obstructionist. As I walked through Jesse's restaurant yesterday, that's the steakhouse where Sarah Lindberg saw the bears in the dumpster last week, she said she knew the animals had been over by the dentist's office down the street just that morning.
Are people, like, not reporting it because they don't want them to get caught?
I mean, I wouldn't report it if I saw them now.
But finally, yesterday afternoon, Governor Chris Sununu entered the fray. "Don't worry, we are not going to kill the bears," he said at an event in Portsmouth, according to the union leader. And as of today, the state now plans to trap and relocate the bears to another area. Wildlife officials avoided this approach earlier this week because they said it often fails. Once the animals have learned to be comfortable around humans, it's likely they'll continue this behavior wherever they end up. Plus, the animals can travel great distances from the spot where they're left. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.